feel like God has put something in my mind, in my heart this morning for you as a church.
Jeg føler, at Gud har lagt noget på mit hjerte her til jer som kirke.
And I just want to encourage you to just listen with your heart.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer til at lytte med jeres hjerter.
I'm just rearranging the furniture.
Jeg flytter lige lidt rundt på møblerne.
By the way, on the table at the back.
Jeg vil også lige sige her nede ved bordet nede bag.
God bless you.
Tak. Jeg har lige brug for lidt vand.
I have to be careful where I put it, because if it's not in the right place, my wife will be looking at it, worried about me kicking it over.
Jeg må lige se, hvor jeg sætter den, fordi ellers vil min kone være bekymret for, at jeg sparker den omkuld her i løbet af.
And you won't be able to hear the word of God, Camilla.
Hun vil slet ikke høre Guds ord i dag. Hun vil bare tænke på det.
Anyhow, at the table at the back, I have some of my books.
Jeg har nogle af mine bøger, jeg har taget med.
We've just published this book.
Vi har lige udgivet den her bog.
Called Double Portion, Our Inheritance.
Double Portion.
Entering into the Father's Promise.
Og træde ind i faderens løfter.
And I've only got a few copies left because we sold a lot in Tisdag yesterday.
Jeg har kun nogle få kopier tilbage, fordi vi solgte en masse i Tisdag i går.
But this is a story how my life has been impacted by the love of the Father.
Men det her, det er en historie om hvordan mit liv det har fået hvor Guds indflydelse har været i mit liv.
And I would encourage you that if you're looking for more encounter with His love and His presence, to get a copy.
Så jeg vil gerne opfordre dig, hvis du har lyst til at få flere møder og med ham og hans nærvær, så få fat i en af de her kopier.
So I feel like God has given me something, downloaded something to me for the church this morning.
Jeg har det ligesom at Gud han har downloadet noget ned i mig, som er til jer i dag.
And I want to encourage you just to listen with your hearts.
Og jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer til at lytte med jeres hjerter.
Because throughout the world things are changing.
Fordi over hele verden der forandres ting.
More revelation is being revealed.
Der er mere åbenbaring der bliver åbenbaret.
I was away last weekend. I was in England.
Jeg var i England sidste weekend.
And I was with a few people that I knew.
Jeg var sammen med nogle mennesker jeg kendte.
And one thing struck me.
Og der var en ting som ligesom ramte mig.
And what struck me was this.
Og det der ramte mig, det var
is that people's Christianity is not always working for them.
At folks måde at være kristne på ikke altid fungerer for dem.
They call themselves a Christian.
De kalder sig selv kristne.
They go to church.
De går i kirke.
They do all the things that they should do as a Christian.
De gør alle de ting, de burde gøre som kristne.
But somehow their Christianity is not working for them.
Men på en eller anden måde så fungerer deres kristne ikke for dem.
Because they don't really have a peace in their life.
De har ikke rigtig nogen fred i deres liv.
They haven't found freedom.
De har ikke fundet frihed.
And their Christianity is more like a service than a relationship.
Og deres kristenliv handler mere om at tjene end at have en relation.
And so this week, as I was just spending time with the Lord,
så den her tid, hvor jeg har brugt noget tid sammen med Herren,
I started writing down a few thoughts about this.
Så begyndte jeg at skrive nogle få tanker ned om det her.
And I put it out on Facebook.
Og jeg smed det ud på Facebook.
Which I do with a lot of my stuff.
Som jeg gør med meget af de tanker jeg gør med.
And I was surprised by the response that I got.
Og jeg var meget overrasket over den respons jeg fik.
Many people, 15 people sharing it.
Der var 15 mennesker der delte det.
But I realize it's something that's very real for people.
Men jeg fandt ud af at det var noget som var meget reelt og ægte for mennesker.
That a lot of people are concerned that their Christianity is not really working for them.
At der er mange der har den her bekymring, de føler at deres kristenliv ikke rigtig fungerer for dem.
Because when we were born again,
for da vi blev født på ny,
we were born again into an exciting, vibrant relationship with God.
Der var vi født ind i en spændende og levende relation til Gud.
Now one of the things that I've seen, what I see is this.
En af de ting jeg ser er
is that Christianity is God coming to earth.
At kristenlivet handler om at Gud han kommer ned til jorden.
Christianity is not about you primarily going to heaven.
Det handler ikke så meget om at du tager til himlen.
Even though you will go to heaven one day,
selvom,
I hope.
Selvom du kommer i himlen en dag, håber jeg.
Just like Billy Graham this week.
Ligesom Billy Graham den her uge.
And there's been so many people posting about Billy Graham.
Der er så mange mennesker der har opslået noget om Billy Graham.
I put something on Facebook this morning to say there's a picture of Billy Graham and it says gone home.
Og så jeg sat et billede op her af Billy Graham her, hvor der står han er taget hjem.
And that's quite exciting to imagine.
Og det er ret spændende at tænke på.
But in terms of our Christian life on earth.
Men når det kommer til vores kristenliv her på jorden.
In terms of you and me living now as Christians on earth.
Når det kommer til vores liv nu og her på jorden.
God has promised us.
Så har Gud lovet os.
His presence.
Hans nærvær.
He's promised us his presence in such a way.
Han har lovet os sit nærvær på en sådan måde.
That his presence will live within us.
At hans nærvær lever i os.
Will live within our hearts.
I vores hjerter.
Will live within our lives.
I vores liv.
In such a way.
På en sådan måde.
That we can be conscious of his presence.
At vi kan være bevidste omkring hans nærvær.
Now that is important.
Det er meget vigtigt.
Being conscious of God's presence is important.
At være bevidste og opmærksom på hans nærvær, det er vigtigt.
You see, when I go for a date with my beautiful Swedish wife.
Når jeg tager ud på en date med min smukke svenske hustru.
We were eating the other day in Jonsson's Bifhus in Malmö.
Vi spiste den anden dag på Jonsson's Bøfhus. Er det Jensen?
Yeah, yeah, the Danish beef house in Sweden.
Okay.
And I was looking at Gunilla.
Sorry.
I was looking at Gunilla.
Jeg så på Gunilla, min kone.
And she was looking back at me.
Og hun kiggede tilbage.
And we were both very conscious that we were together.
Og vi var meget, begge meget bevidste om at vi var sammen.
We were interacting.
Vi interagerede.
We were talking.
Vi snakkede.
And we were enjoying one another.
Og vi nød hinanden.
So we were conscious of each other's presence.
Så vi var bevidste om hinandens nærvær.
And that is how a relationship works.
Og det er sådan en relation fungerer.
A relationship works because you're conscious of the other person.
En relation fungerer fordi du er bevidst om en anden persons nærvær.
Now I understand that God is living in us by his spirit.
Jeg forstår godt at Gud han lever i os ved sin ånd.
I understand that we don't see this. I've kicked the water over again. Yeah. I lasted 5 minutes. That's good.
Der gik 5 minutter før jeg gjorde det. Det er en ny rekord.
I understand that God is spirit.
Jeg forstår at Gud er ånd.
And with our physical eyes, we don't see God.
Og med vores fysiske øjne så ser vi ham ikke det meste af tiden.
But I still believe that God wants to make himself very real to us.
Men jeg tror stadig på at han ønsker at gøre sig meget virkelig for os.
Very real and alive to us.
Meget virkelig og meget levende for os.
In such a way that we are conscious of his presence.
På en sådan måde så vi er bevidste om hans nærvær.
That we are conscious of his love.
At vi er bevidste om hans kærlighed.
And that's been a huge key in my Christianity.
Og det har været en kæmpe stor nøgle ting i mit liv.
In my Christianity,
i mit kristne liv,
in my personal walk with God,
i min personlige vandring med Herren,
I'm conscious of him every day.
Så jeg er bevidst om ham hver eneste dag.
I'm conscious of his presence.
Jeg er opmærksom på hans nærvær.
I'm conscious of his love.
Om hans kærlighed.
And I'm conscious of him talking to me.
Og jeg er bevidst om at han taler til mig.
In a very real way.
På en meget virkelig måde.
When they were prophesying about Jesus coming.
Da de profeterede om at Jesus skulle komme.
In Matthew 1 verse 23.
I Matthæus 1:23.
This is what they said about Jesus.
Det her det var hvad de sagde om Jesus.
Behold the virgin Mary shall be with child and bear a son.
Se jomfruen vil blive gravid, hun skal føde en søn.
And they shall call him Emmanuel.
Og han skal kaldes Emmanuel.
Which is translated.
Det navn betyder
God with us.
Gud er med os.
Wow.
Wow.
So they called Jesus.
Så de kaldte Jesus.
One of the names they gave to him.
Et af de navne de gav til ham.
Was Emmanuel.
Var Emmanuel.
Which means.
Som betyder.
God with us.
Gud er med os.
Jesus coming into this world was an amazing event.
Det at Jesus han kom ind i den her verden, det var en fantastisk hændelse.
Because no longer is God up there.
For nu er han ikke længere bare heroppe, Gud.
in heaven.
I himlen.
But now God has revealed himself down here.
Men nu har Gud åbenbaret sig hernede hos os.
And the Bible tells us that he reveals himself through his son.
Og vi læser her, at han åbenbarer sig gennem sin søn.
Through his son Jesus.
Sin søn Jesus.
And that Jesus now is Emmanuel, God with us.
Og Jesus, han er Emmanuel, Gud er med os.
He's with us in such a way.
Han er med os på en sådan måde.
That he takes on your humanity.
Han tager din menneskelighed.
He lives, you know, he eats, he breathes the air, he drinks.
Han spiser, han trækker luft, vejret, han drikker. Han gør det, som mennesker gør.
He has invaded this earth zone.
Han er kommet ned og ind i den her jordzone.
He's invaded the physical world.
Ind i den her fysiske verden.
Where you and I are.
Hvor du og jeg er.
And they call him Emmanuel.
Og de kalder ham Emmanuel.
That's an amazing thing.
Det er en utrolig ting.
That really is an amazing thing.
Det er virkelig utroligt.
Then later on in the book of John,
så senere i Johannes evangeliet,
when Jesus is talking to his disciples,
da Jesus taler til sine disciple,
he says something even more staggering.
Så siger han noget endnu mere fantastisk eller
You see, these men are just getting used to the fact.
De her mænd, de er kun lige vendet sig til.
That Jesus is the representation of God.
At Jesus, han er Guds repræsentant.
He is the image of the Father.
Han er Guds billede.
He is God incarnate.
Han er Gud blevet til kød.
That he is the Son of God.
Han er Guds søn.
The disciples are just getting used to that.
At alt det er disciplene lige ved at vende sig til.
And then Jesus stretches what we call the envelope.
Så trækker han ligesom hele verden ud.
Because they've just got used to the fact that God is as a man with them.
De har lige vendt sig til Gud, han er hos dem som et menneske.
Then Jesus says something extremely radical.
Så siger Jesus noget helt ekstremt radikalt.
In John 14 verse 23.
I Johannes 14, 23.
Jesus answered and said to him.
Jesus svarede.
If anybody loves me,
fordi de der elsker mig,
he will keep my word.
Vil gøre det jeg siger til dem.
And my father will love him.
Derfor vil min far også elske dem.
And we will come to him and make our home with him.
Og vi vil komme og tage bolig i dem.
Jesus is now saying that there's going to come a time.
Jesus, han siger nu, der kommer en tid.
When all of God,
hvor hele Gud,
Father, Son and Holy Spirit,
Fader, Søn, Helligånd,
are going to come and live in our hearts.
Kommer og lever i vores hjerter.
They've just got used to Jesus being a man.
De har lige vendt sig til at nu er han et menneske.
And now Jesus is saying.
Og nu siger han.
Well, we're all going to come and live inside you.
Vi kommer så også alle sammen og bor inden i jer.
How do you feel about that?
Hvad tænker du om det?
Yeah, I feel great about that as well.
Fantastisk, stort.
Thank you, Finn. Say a few more amens, it'll be good.
Sig nogle få flere ting, så skal det nok blive godt.
But that's really radical.
Det er faktisk meget radikalt.
Because the difference between Christianity,
for forskellen mellem kristendom
and a lot of the other, all the other religions,
og alle de andre religioner,
is this,
er det her,
is that all the other religions,
alle de andre religioner,
number one, they do not acknowledge that Jesus is God.
For det første, så anerkender de ikke, at Jesus er Gud.
We acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God.
Vi anerkender, at Jesus er Guds søn og er Gud.
But as well,
men udover det,
all the other religions,
alle de andre religioner,
Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses,
Mormonism, Jehovas vidner,
Islam, Buddhism,
buddhister,
Hinduism,
hinduisme,
all these other religions,
alle de her andre religioner,
and cults,
og kulter,
believe that we've got to make our way to God.
det er at vi skal finde vejen til Gud.
We've got to somehow find our way to get to God.
Vi skal ligesom finde vejen igennem livet til Gud.
And if we do good enough on earth.
Og hvis vi gør det godt nok her på jorden.
Work hard enough.
Arbejder hårdt nok.
Behave ourselves.
Opfører os korrekt.
Don't sin so much.
Ikke synder så meget.
Nice people.
Opfører os som ordentlige mennesker.
If we're nice and kind.
Og søde og venlige.
We're going to get to heaven.
Så kommer vi i himlen.
That's what they believe.
Det er det de tror.
Christianity does not stipulate that.
Det påstår kristendommen ikke.
Christianity stipulates something very different.
Kristendommen påstår eller står for noget helt andet.
Christianity stipulates instead of you trying to get to God.
Kristendommens påstand er at i stedet for at du forsøger på at komme til Gud.
God has promised to come to you.
Så har Gud lovet at komme til dig.
He's promised to come and save you.
Han har lovet at komme og frelse dig.
And fill you with his spirit.
Og fylde dig med sin ånd.
And put his life within you.
Og putte sit liv ind i dig.
So you can be conscious.
Så du kan blive bevidst.
Of his presence.
Om hans nærvær.
The Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Faderen, Sønnen og Helligånden.
That's radical.
Det er radikalt.
That's really what Christianity is.
Det er virkelig hvad kristendommen handler om.
God indwelling his people.
Gud som hviler i sit folk.
God living within us.
Gud lever i os.
The Emmanuel of God living within us.
Emmanuel, Guds Emmanuel lever inden i os.
But even though many of us have experienced that to some degree,
og selvom mange af os har oplevet det i nogen grad,
we still struggle.
Så kæmper vi stadig.
And we still struggle for this reason.
Og vi kæmper stadig af den her grund.
Because we still think we've got to do something for God.
Fordi vi tror stadigvæk, at vi skal gøre noget for Gud.
I've got to be a good Christian.
Jeg må være en god kristen.
Someone said to me the other day.
Nogen sagde til mig den anden dag.
He said, "I want to be a good Christian."
Så jeg ønsker at være en god kristen.
I said to him, "There is no such thing as a good Christian."
Jeg sagde til ham, der findes ikke noget der hedder en god kristen.
I don't see good Christian in the Bible.
Jeg ser ikke nogen gode kristne i Bibelen.
I see saved.
Jeg ser frelste.
I see filled with the Spirit.
Jeg ser fyldt af ånden.
But I don't see good Christian in the Bible.
Men jeg ser ikke det her begreb god kristen i Bibelen.
I go to some Christians.
Jeg besøger nogle kristne.
And they say, "Well, I'm kind."
De siger, jeg er sød, jeg er venlig.
And surely I'm going to go to heaven because I'm kind.
Og jeg kommer helt sikkert i himlen, fordi jeg er et godt menneske.
Jeg er snill.
Jeg er venlig.
Well, I'm sorry, your kindness is no good.
Jeg er ked af at sige det, men det nytter ikke noget, at du er venlig.
Because God doesn't operate on kindness.
For det er ikke den term han bruger, det er ikke det begreb Gud opererer i.
Your salvation is not determined by your kindness.
Din frelse afhænger ikke af din venlighed.
Your salvation is about God coming to you and living within you.
Det her, Guds frelse handler om at Gud kommer til dig og lever i dig.
Well, I've got to be kind.
Men jeg skal jo være venlig.
Well, you can be kind if you want.
Du må gerne være venlig.
But don't use that as your postage stamp to try and get to heaven.
Men lad ikke det være dit frimærke til himlen.
But there's another problem.
Der er et andet problem.
And this is the problem that I faced.
Og det er det problem som jeg oplevede.
Jesus says here that we will come and make our home with him.
Der står her at derfor vil min far også elske dem og vil komme og tage bolig i dem.
So the problem I had was this.
Mit problem var.
Is that I knew God was pure.
Jeg vidste at Gud var ren.
I knew God was righteous.
Jeg vidste at han var retfærdig.
I knew God is holy.
Jeg ved at Gud er hellig.
And perfect.
Og perfekt.
And totally good.
Og totalt god.
Yet he is wanting.
Og alligevel så ønsker han.
He wants.
Han ønsker.
to come and live with inside me.
Og bo ind i mig.
And I knew what was inside me.
Og jeg vidste også, at det der var inden i mig.
And what was inside me?
Og det der var inden i mig.
Was not pure.
Var ikke rent.
Was not holy.
Var ikke helligt.
Was not good.
Var ikke godt.
Was not kind.
Var ikke venligt.
All those things.
Alle de ting.
And so God says, I want to come and live inside you.
Så når Gud han ønsker at sige, han siger, jeg kommer ønsker, jeg ønsker at bo inden i dig.
And all I could see.
Og det eneste jeg kunne se.
Was my faults and my problems.
Var mine fejl og mine problemer.
How inadequate I was.
Hvor utilstrækkelig jeg var.
How unholy I was.
Hvor uhellig jeg var.
I wasn't pure.
Jeg var ikke ren.
I didn't think the right thoughts.
Jeg tænkte ikke de rette tanker.
I was jealous on the inside.
Jeg var jaloux indvendig.
I was angry on the inside.
Jeg var vred indeni.
I had lustful thoughts on the inside.
Jeg havde kødelige tanker.
And God, you want to come and live inside my mess?
Og du vil gerne komme og leve ind i mit rod, Gud.
What a thought.
Hvilken tanke.
Yet God didn't seem to worry about all the mess.
Gud, han bekymrer sig. Det virker som om han slet ikke tænkte på det her rod der var inde i.
He didn't seem too concerned that I was broken on the inside.
Han var ikke så bekymret for at jeg var brudt indvendig.
I had issues on the inside.
Jeg havde nogle ting jeg kæmpede med indvendig.
He didn't seem too worried that I was not holy on the inside.
Han var ikke så bekymret for om jeg var hellig nok indvendig.
Or I was not pure on the inside.
Eller ren indeni.
He just says, I want to come and live inside you.
Han sagde bare, jeg ønsker at komme og leve ind i dig.
Because my dream home,
fordi mit drømmehjem,
is your heart.
Er dit hjerte.
Wow.
Wow.
What an amazing thing.
Hvilken fantastisk ting.
We watch these programs on TV.
Vi ser nogle gange de her programmer på TV.
I'm fascinated with houses.
Jeg er fascineret af huse.
I love looking at houses.
Jeg kan elske at se på huse.
And I'm always seeing if I can guess the price of a house.
Og jeg forsøger altid på at gætte prisen på et hus.
And I saw Paul Eriks house.
Jeg så Paul Eriks hus.
And I thought, oh, that's an American house in Denmark.
Det her, det er et amerikansk hus i Danmark.
And then I saw Pastor Anders' house.
Så jeg Pastor Anders' hus.
I said, there's another American house.
Der er endnu et amerikansk hus i Danmark.
There's two of them.
Der er faktisk to af dem.
I'm fascinated with houses.
Jeg er fascineret af huse.
And I started to realize.
Og jeg, og det gik op for mig.
That God really wanted to dwell inside me.
At Gud han virkelig ønskede at tage bolig i mig.
And he wasn't offended by my unholiness.
Og han var ikke fornærmet over min manglende hellighed.
He wasn't offended by the fact that I had some unpure thoughts.
Han var ikke fornærmet over at jeg havde nogle urene tanker.
He wasn't offended by my jealousy or my lack of love.
Han var ikke fornærmet over min jalousi eller min manglende kærlighed.
But he simply wanted to live inside me.
Han ønskede bare at bo inde i mig.
And I used to think.
Og jeg plejede at tænke.
Well, God, I know you have a plan to live inside me.
Gud, jeg ved godt du har en plan om at bo inde i mig.
I appreciate that plan, God.
Jeg sætter pris på den.
But let me fix my heart first.
Men lad mig lige få styr på mit hjerte først.
And when I fix my heart,
når jeg får styr på det,
then you're welcome in.
Så er du velkommen indenfor.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me get everything right first, and then you can come and live inside.
Ja, lad mig lige få styr på alt herinde, så kan du godt, så er du velkommen indenfor.
I'm gonna tidy the house, hoover it.
Jeg kommer lige til at rydde op. Jeg kommer til at støvsuge.
And I'll prepare fika and we can all have it together.
Og jeg forbereder noget mad og så spiser vi det alle sammen sammen.
But it doesn't work like that.
Men sådan fungerer det ikke.
The promise of heaven,
himlens løfter,
is that God will dwell within you.
Er at Gud vil tage bolig i dig.
No matter how broken you are.
Uanset hvor brudt du er.
Our only response,
vores eneste svar,
is yes, God, come and live within me.
Er ja, Herre, kom og lev ind i mig.
Yes, God, come and live within me.
Kom og lev ind i mig.
And He will do that.
Og det vil han gøre.
And He will live within us.
Og han vil leve ind i os.
That's a pretty amazing thing.
Det er en ret forunderlig ting.
That's a pretty amazing thing.
Ret forunderlig.
You see, one of the areas where I struggled.
En af de områder, hvor jeg kæmpede.
was that I had a lot of shame in my heart.
Jeg havde en masse skam og skyld i mit hjerte.
I was ashamed.
Jeg skammede mig.
Of myself.
Over mig selv.
And if I'm ashamed of myself.
Og hvis jeg skammer mig over mig selv.
What does God feel?
Hvad tænker Gud så ikke?
He must also be ashamed.
Så må han også skamme sig.
Yet when his love started to fill my heart.
Men da hans kærlighed begyndte at fylde mit hjerte.
I was surprised.
Så blev jeg overrasket.
By the fact that he wasn't at all worried about my shame.
Han var slet ikke bekymret omkring min skam.
He didn't worry about it at all.
Det tog han sig ikke af.
Because the more I experienced his love in here.
For jo mere jeg mærkede hans kærlighed herinde.
The more my heart got free from shame.
Jo mere blev mit hjerte fri fra den skam.
The more I realized and I was conscious of his love inside here.
Jo mere jeg erkendte og jo mere jeg blev bevidst omkring hans kærlighed herinde.
The more my heart got free from shame.
Jo mere blev mit hjerte fri fra skam.
The more my heart got free from jealousy.
Jo mere blev mit hjerte fri fra jalousi.
The more my heart got free from impure thoughts.
Jo mere blev mit hjerte fri fra urene tanker.
The more my heart got free from fear.
Jo mere blev mit hjerte fri fra frygt.
We've just sung that incredible song.
Vi har lige sunget den her helt fantastiske sang.
That he opened the ocean.
At han åbnede havet eller spillet.
And he drowned all our fears in his perfect love.
Og han druknede al vores frygt i sin perfekte kærlighed.
That's an amazing lyric.
Det er en fantastisk ord.
An amazing lyric.
Fantastisk tekst.
So this is what Jesus promises us.
Så det er det her som Jesus lover os.
But this is what Paul teaches us to pray.
Og det her det er det som Paulus lærer os at bede.
And this is in Ephesians chapter 3.
Efeserne 3.
And this is a prayer that I believe reverberates down through the centuries.
Og jeg tror det her det er en bøn som spreder sig ned igennem århundreder.
In verse 14 of chapter 3 of Ephesians.
Vers 14. Efeserne 3:14.
Again I want to encourage you to listen with your heart.
Igen vil jeg opmuntre jer til at lytte med jeres hjerter.
For this reason I bow the knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Når jeg tænker på storheden og visdommen i Guds frelsesplan, må jeg bøje mine knæ.
From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
For faderen i taknemmelighed og lovprisning.
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. To be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
Ja, okay. Han er et forbillede for et hvert faderforhold i himlen og på jorden. Jeg beder om, at Gud ved sin Helligånd og i kraft af sin mægtige herlighed vil give jer stor indre styrke.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
Og om at jeres tro på Kristus må være af en sådan art, at han må have fast bopæl i jeres hjerter. Jeg beder også om, at I må blive fast forankret i hans kærlighed.
And that you may be able to comprehend.
Så I sammen med alle de andre kristne.
That word comprehend means that you would something would become a real and alive to you.
Så I sammen med alle de andre kristne kan forstå, og det her forstå, det betyder, at det bliver levende for jer.
It will be so real to you.
Det bliver så virkelig for jer.
That you would see something, understand something.
At I forstår det og I ser det for jer.
With you better understand with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth and the height.
Så I sammen med alle de andre kristne kan forstå hvor bred og lang og høj og dyb den er.
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge.
Jeg beder om I virkelig må kunne tage imod Kristi kærlighed som overgår menneskelig fatteevne.
Now listen to this what Paul says.
Det er det som Paulus siger.
That you may be filled
så I fuldt ud
with all the fullness of God.
Kan opleve alt det Gud har til jer.
You may be filled with all the fullness of God.
I bliver fyldt med hele Guds fylde.
He's not talking about what's going to happen when you get to heaven.
Han taler ikke her om hvad der sker når I kommer i himlen.
He's not talking about when you meet with Jesus in heaven.
Han taler ikke om at når vi møder Herren i eller Jesus i himlen.
He's talking about now.
Han taler om nu.
And that now we can be filled with all the fullness of God.
Og om at vi nu kan blive fyldt med hele Guds fylde.
Here.
Her.
Whether we're from Bhutan, Thailand, Ukraine or Denmark.
Uanset om vi er fra Bhutan eller vi er fra Thailand eller vi er fra Ukraine eller Danmark.
Doesn't matter.
Det er lige meget.
Doesn't matter what we've been through.
Det er lige meget hvad vi har været igennem.
Doesn't matter where we've come from.
Det er lige meget hvor vi kommer fra.
Doesn't matter how bad it's been.
Det er lige meget hvor slemt det har været.
And it doesn't also matter how good it's been.
Og det er også lige meget hvor godt det har været.
But the promise of heaven is this.
Men løfterne fra himlen er dette.
That heaven longs to come to you.
At himlen længes efter at komme til dig.
That you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Så I kan blive fyldt med hele Guds fylde.
I've given up trying to do something for God.
Jeg har opgivet at gøre noget for Gud.
I've retired from my past life.
Ja, det er jeg har trukket mig tilbage fra mit tidligere liv.
Rather I figured out that God wants to do something with me.
Jeg har mere fundet ud af at Gud han ønsker at gøre noget med mig.
And that when it comes to ministry,
og når det kommer til tjeneste,
we do something with God.
Så gør vi noget med Gud.
We're not doing something for him.
Vi gør ikke noget for ham.
But we're doing something with him.
Men vi gør noget sammen med ham.
When we go on the streets, we're going with him.
Når vi tager på gaden, så gør vi det sammen med ham.
When we're worshiping, we're actually worshiping with him.
Når vi tilbeder, så tilbeder vi sammen med ham.
Because we're conscious of his presence and we're conscious of his love.
For vi er bevidste om hans nærvær og vi er bevidste om hans kærlighed.
So when we know a lot about the Bible.
Så når vi kender en masse til Bibelen.
And we've heard a lot of preaching and teaching.
Og vi har hørt en masse prædikner og undervisning.
That can actually be an obstacle for us.
Så kan det faktisk være en forhindring for os.
Because it was an obstacle for me.
For det var en forhindring for mig.
Because I'd seen in the Bible many times.
For jeg har set i Bibelen mange gange.
And I'd heard many messages.
Og jeg har hørt mange beskeder eller budskaber.
On the fact that God loved me.
Om at Gud han elsker mig.
And I said, "Yeah, God loves me."
Ja, Gud han elsker mig.
But I realized my "Yeah, God loves me."
Jeg har fundet ud af det her med at Gud elsker mig.
Was just a statement from my mind.
Det var bare en noget jeg sagde ind i mine tanker.
Because I intellectually understood that.
Fordi jeg sådan rent intellektuelt bogligt forstod det.
And then I realized.
Og så opdagede jeg.
Intellectually knowing something about the scripture.
Og det med at man intellektuelt forstår noget omkring skriften.
Doesn't mean to say.
Det betyder ikke
that we've experienced that within our hearts.
Betyder det ikke nødvendigvis at vi har oplevet det inde i vores hjerter?
I'll say that again.
Jeg siger det igen.
Because we know something in our mind.
Bare fordi vi forstår noget i vores tanker.
Doesn't mean to say.
Så betyder det ikke nødvendigvis
that we've experienced something.
At vi har erfaret noget
within our hearts.
I vores hjerter.
In John chapter 15 and verse 9.
Johannes 15, 9.
Jesus said this.
Så siger Jesus det her.
He's talking to his disciples.
Han taler til sine disciple.
And he says, as the Father loved me.
Som faderen har elsket mig.
Jesus shows us something here.
Jesus viser os noget her.
He shows us that his relationship with God.
Han fortæller om sin relation til Gud.
Was not only alive and real.
Den var ikke bare levende, live.
But Jesus actually experienced the love of the Father in his heart as a man.
Han oplevede faktisk Guds kærlighed i sit hjerte som menneske.
Now the way I look at that.
Måden jeg ser på det er
is this.
Er sådan.
Is that if Jesus experienced that as a man,
hvis Jesus oplevede det som menneske,
why can't I experience that as a man?
Hvorfor kan jeg så ikke også opleve det som menneske?
Because Jesus was revealing something about his relationship.
Fordi Gud eller Jesus åbenbarede her noget omkring hans fællesskab med faderen.
He was revealing something about his relationship with his father.
Han åbenbarede her noget af hans forhold, hans relation til faderen.
I remember reading that verse about 12 years ago.
Jeg læste den her for omkring 12 år siden.
I'm not here. I can't take the call right now.
Ja, jeg har ikke. Jeg kan ikke lige tage den opkald.
I guess the call was more important anyhow. I remember reading that about 12 years ago.
Jeg læste det her for 12 år siden.
And as I read that verse,
og da jeg læste det vers,
I start to weep and cry.
Så begyndte jeg at græde.
I'm looking at that verse.
Jeg kigger på verset.
And I'm just sitting crying.
Så sidder jeg bare og græder.
Because I realized,
for jeg erfarede,
that I'd actually missed out on something.
Jeg fandt ud af, at jeg har faktisk misset ud på noget.
And what I missed out on,
og det som jeg ikke har fået del af,
was experiencing the Father's love as a man.
Det var at erfare faderens kærlighed som menneske.
In the same way Jesus did.
På samme måde som Jesus har gjort det.
And at that point, it was like his love just came over my heart.
Og så var det som om at hans kærlighed bare kom over mit hjerte.
And that changed something on the inside.
Og det forandrede noget på den indvendige side af mig.
Now I realized that God was with me.
Nu vidste jeg, at Gud var med mig.
Now I realized that he was my Emmanuel.
Nu vidste jeg, at han var min Emmanuel.
Now he was indwelling my heart and making his home there.
Nu hvilede han i mit hjerte og tog bolig i det.
And I was starting to experience some of the fullness of God literally on the inside.
Og jeg begyndte at mærke Guds fylde indvendigt.
Now I really believe this is for some of us this morning.
Jeg tror virkelig det her det er til nogen af her.
I really believe God is speaking to people this morning.
Jeg tror virkelig Gud han taler til mennesker her den her morgen.
I really believe this is for you in a special way.
Jeg tror virkelig det er til dig på en speciel måde.
Perhaps while I've been speaking the penny has dropped.
Måske er det ligesom om tiørene er faldet her mens jeg har talt.
But I want to just take a few minutes.
Jeg vil bare lige bruge nogle få minutter.
I know we're coming to the end of our service.
Ja, vi er kommet til vejs ende.
And you're thinking about your lunch.
Og du tænker på din frokost.
Your pizzas and kebabs and other things.
Din pizza og den kebab du skal hjem og spise.
Yeah. I know you're thinking about as I am.
Ligesom jeg gør, så ved jeg du tænker på det.
But I'd like to take a few minutes just to pray.
Jeg vil gerne lige bruge nogle få minutter på at bede.
So could we all stand up together?
Så vil I rejse jer sammen med mig?
I just want you to put your hand on your heart.
Jeg gerne have, du lægger din hånd på dit hjerte.
And we're just going to take a few minutes.
Vi tager bare lige nogle få minutter.
I'm just going to invite his presence and love to come and love you.
Jeg vil bare gerne invitere Guds kærlighed til at komme og elske dig.
I'm just going to invite him to come and touch the very core of your being.
Jeg vil gerne have, at han kommer og rører dig ind i din inderste kerne.
That you become conscious.
At du bliver bevidst.
Of his love for you.
Om hans kærlighed til dig.
Father, I thank you.
Far, jeg takker dig.
That your love is here.
At din kærlighed er her.
Your presence is here.
Din nærvær er her.
And that you're continually revealing yourself.
Og du igen og igen og hele tiden åbenbarer dig.
Continually showing yourself to us.
At du igen og igen viser dig for os.
And that you're going deeper.
Du går dybere.
And deeper.
Og dybere.
Into the very core of our being.
Ind i vores inderste kerne.
So I ask you, Father,
så jeg beder dig, far,
that you will manifest yourself to us.
At du vil manifestere dig for os.
You'll manifest your love to us.
Du vil manifestere din kærlighed til os.
And you will change.
Og du vil forandre.
Our whole perspective.
Hele vores perspektiv.
And your presence.
Og dit nærvær.
Within our lives.
I vores liv.
I ask you, Father, to go deeper.
Ja, jeg beder dig, far, om du må gå dybere endnu.
And deeper.
Og dybere.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm just gonna give it a few more minutes.
Giv lige nogle få minutter.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Tak, Helligånd.
That you're revealing the Father and revealing Jesus.
At du åbenbarer Faderen og du åbenbarer Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Tak, Gud.
Over this church.
Over denne kirke.
Thank you, Father.
Tak, far.
Thank you, Father.
Tak, far.
Wow. God's presence is here.
Guds nærvær er her til stede.
God's presence is here.
Guds nærvær er her.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, that's all I believe that God wanted me to do today.
Der er en ting mere, som jeg tror Gud han ønsker jeg skal gøre i dag.
I'm going to be by my books here and we can chat.
Jeg er hernede ved mine bøger, vi kan tage en snak.
But it's always an honor to be with you.
Men det er altid en ære at være sammen med jer.
So God bless you, sir.
Så Gud velsigne jer.
You're wonderful.